Climate change has been taking place throughout the planet's history, with ice ages coming and going over hundreds of thousands of years. If we take a look at the last 2,000 years, there have been two periods of global warming. There was the post-Roman one, about AD 300 to 600, and then the medieval warm period, from about 1200 to 1400. So what caused these periods of global warming? Historian and geographer Basil Cracknell has been looking at the theories in his new book, Outrageous Waves.
People are not absolutely certain, but they think it's something to do with variations in the radiation from the sun. The Earth's orbit changes slightly, and that affects radiation from the sun. And there are also sunspots, which apparently affect how much heat we get from the sun. Those are the two main factors, people think.
And do we know how it affected people living then?
Well, yes, of course, everyone knows about vines being grown in Roman times. You know, they had vines, and it did affect the way they lived, although it's not, there isn't too much evidence of that. But what my book is more concerned about the impact on the coast through a sea level rise, because when you get a period of global warming, of course, it affects the sea, and the sea level rises, and then you get erosion all around the coast.
And what sort of things does that erosion cause then? What's the impact of that?
Erosion causes towns and villages to be washed away by the sea. Many of these Roman forts, the forts of the Saxon shore that were built all around the coast of Britain to deter the Anglo-Saxons, slid into the sea over time. And many coastal villas, Roman villas, have been washed away by the sea. They're now under silt.
So does that mean, in effect, the island of Great Britain is actually smaller than it used to be, effectively?
Yes, but I wouldn't overplay it. Probably about 2 miles.
Is it therefore likely that with climate change, because it does change, it gets warmer, it gets cooler and so on, that we're actually likely to sort of grab this land back later on as sea levels drop at some point? Or is that not really how it works historically?
It does go up and down. But we've still got a lot more up than we start down, because there's a time lag, about 100 years time lag, between when you get the rising temperature and then sea level rise. It takes a long time before the sea level starts to rise as a result of warmer climates. And these carbon dioxide emissions, it takes about 30 years before they really build up to have a major effect. So even if the climate turns cooler, we're going to have some effects of this going on for another 50 years, I guess.
Now, I guess within the medieval period and the Roman period, although it was warming and the sea levels were rising and, say, the villas got washed away, I guess it wasn't one of those sort of disaster type things. It was something that happened over a slow period, so people weren't injured by it.
Yes, it happened over a very slow period. Disasters normally occur when there's a storm, a tremendous storm, or when there's a surge or a tsunami. They now think that one of the great storms in 1607 was in fact a tsunami. So we've had tsunamis as well. But the sea level rise goes on quietly all the time, and then there comes a storm, and it's the storm that does the damage.
And what evidence is there for storms that might have done great damage during those periods?
Well, the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle gives us written records of storms in the 11th century. Of course, we know that towns like Winchelsea were wiped out by the sea in the 13th century. Dunwich, about the eighth largest town in Britain, was wiped out by the sea. So we have records of all about this, written records as well as a lot of many other evidence.
That's Basil Cracknell. His book, Outrageous Waves, Global Warming and the Coastal Change in Britain Through 2,000 Years, is published by Phillimore.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.